This is the John Curley Show
on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.
Yes, the John Curley Show on this News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. Kathy Garrig over there. Hey, Kath.
Hey, John.
Hey. let's see, we're so close to the beginning of March, March Madness, and I'm not talking about basketball, I'm talking about real estate. It's the time that most houses start to come onto the market, and you have a dynamic shift in the buyers and sellers.
Exciting times.
You don't care at all about this topic.
No, I do not.
All right, well, I do.
I do.
All right, well, if I told you that one out of every four homes are not worth what people are paying for, does that make you feel good or bad?
It makes me feel horrible.
Okay, what if I told you that if what comes down the road, some people are predicting, could have a tremendous effect upon the value of your real estate?
Further depression. I'm sinking further and further.
Okay, I'm glad I can help.
Not uplifting here.
Okay. Well, Tim Ellis might have something nice to say for you. Tim is runs a great website called SeattleBubble.com. He started it because back in 2005, he started shopping for a house. And here it is. It's 2011. And guess what?
What?
He still doesn't have a home.
6 years. That's kind of a long.
He is a long planner, but in that time, he has been really disseminating some wonderful information to people that are in the market, thinking about real estate, want to get out of real estate or whatever else. Tim, March is coming around. First of all, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, what do you see happening in March? Are there a bunch of houses just ready to pop, and will we start to have more buyers out there? What do you expect?
It definitely seems like the buyers are getting ready to come out, as they do most years. I think it's going to be another pretty slow year as far as buyers go. But the big problem that it seems like we're going to have is there's just not a lot of homes coming on the market for people to buy.
Yeah, and what do you think will happen as more of this, they call it shadow inventory, that's where banks are holding on to homes in short sale and foreclosures. Are they going to start to dump those homes, and will that further suppress the market? Will the prices of houses decline even more?
You know, definitely as foreclosures are selling, it seems like in the neighborhoods where there are a lot of those, that's where we're definitely seeing the biggest price drops because, you know, banks can afford to unload these houses at a lot lower prices than your typical homeowner can. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely going to be a problem that I think is going to kind of dog us for at least the next year, maybe even the next couple of years, where the banks kind of just slowly trickle this inventory out. I don't really see them kind of just suddenly dumping it like that, but as they kind of slowly trickle it out onto the market, it tends to kind of hold prices down and just make it really hard for there to be any kind of a price recovery.
We're talking with Tim Ellis from SeattleBubble.com. What neighborhoods have some of the darkest clouds hovering over them?
It's definitely further out you go from Seattle, Bellevue, that kind of that corridor, the worse it is. You know, down in Pierce County, there's definitely some pretty hard hit areas near Tacoma, but even like, you know, places like Puyallup, up north at Marysville is getting really hard. A lot of foreclosures up there, a lot of short sales. Well over half the homes that are on the market right now in Marysville are either foreclosure, bank owned homes or short sales.
That is awful.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you see the two industries kind of in play right now in this particular real estate market. There's the construction industry and residential construction, and then in real estate.
We should say, in full disclosure, Kathy's husband is a construction worker.
He's actually a general contractor.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's an interesting time right now because it's a tough time for people in residential construction as well.
Yes.
And this March Madness stuff often affects them in a great way because either people are getting ready to sell their home, so they want to do some remodel work, or they've just bought a home, so they want to do some work. And I'm just curious if you followed that trend at all, Tim.
You know, I don't pay a lot of attention to construction trends specifically, but I think as far as people getting ready to sell, there probably isn't going to be a lot of that compared to normal this year because, you know, as I was saying, foreclosures are kind of trickling on the market, and they're driving a lot of the sales right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as prices continue to remain low, you have a lot fewer homeowners who are able to say, hey, you know, let's sell our house because maybe they can't afford to sell their house because they can't afford to get the price. So there are a lot of more of them are staying put, which means, that's, I think, why the inventory of homes for sale is so low right now and decreasing at a time of year when it's normally increasing because you just have a lot fewer people that are living in their homes saying, hey, let's sell. So you're not probably going to see a lot of that kind of construction. But on the flip side, the buy side, as more of these foreclosures come on the market and are sold to buyers, those a lot of these foreclosures need a lot of work. So there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunity there, I think, for construction.
Tim Ellis from SeattleBubble.com. What happens when somebody decides that's it, they're done, and they leave the keys on the table? A couple of quick questions. How long does it destroy their credit for?
Right now, it's at least 7 years.
7 years?
So yeah. The situation here, Tim, is that somebody just walks away from the house, they walk away from the mortgage payment, they just leave?
Yeah, you know, you've got a lot of the foreclosures that are happening, it's a mix. You know, sometimes people genuinely can't afford to pay anymore, but a lot of times you're seeing more and more lately people who could afford to keep making the payments, but they really want a different house, they want to move to a different neighborhood, you know, they want some kind of mobility, and they can't afford to sell the house at the price, and so rather than dealing with a short sale or whatever, or writing a big check at closing, they just say, you know what, I'm done, and they stop paying.
What about the folks in Marysville? What if I were living in a house in Marysville and I just stopped paying my mortgage? How long does it take them to bring somebody in with shackles and pull me out of my house?
Well, I don't know that it's quite that dramatic, but the numbers that I've seen, the statewide average in Washington State is over a year right now from the time people stop making payments until the time that their house is actually repossessed by the bank.
Wait,
and then they're evicted.
So I could not pay, I skipped March, and I could live in there for an entire year and then be evicted. So I could live for free for an entire year.
It seems to be what we're seeing right now. Yeah, it's just the banks are so overloaded with the volume of foreclosures. I mean, if you look at any kind of historical foreclosure chart, it's just this insane spike up over the course of 2008 and 2009. We're at levels that are like 50 times higher than we've ever seen in the past. And even though they may be kind of leveling off and dropping a little bit right now, foreclosure is still really elevated, and it's just really overwhelming the banks.
Oh, man. It's a crazy time. Do you think if more and more people start walking, because it's almost like you're on a seesaw. Remember the rules of the playground? When the one guy was up, when you were up and the other guy was down, that was not the time to decide that you were going to get off the seesaw, because then you'd come flying down and you'd hit your coccyx bone. So there was this sort of unwritten rule that you only got off when the thing was level. But as one person in one neighborhood decides, screw it, I'm done, then that just causes a ripple effect, and then another person, until finally the value of the homes decline maybe 40, 50, or 60%. And then why should I bother staying in my house, right, Tim?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a spiral effect that it can have on a neighborhood. I mean, I think that's why we're seeing in some of the further out areas prices that have fallen a lot more than they have kind of in more central Seattle. I know there are parts of Everett where I've been seeing homes selling for early 90s prices, and that's just that's kind of unheard of in, you know, like in Ballard or Capitol Hill, but in Everett it's not that uncommon, and I think it's because there are so many foreclosures and so many of the homes that are selling are banks just selling them at fire sale prices like that.
What's the upside? Is there an upside to any of this news?
Well, the obvious upside is for anyone who hasn't bought a home yet, you know, like myself or any number of potential, you know, home buyers who are just entering that kind of that pool of home buyers. Houses are, there's a lot more affordable options out there than there were a few years ago. And for those people, it's great news.
So let's say that happens. Let's say a whole bunch of people flood the market and they go out and buy these foreclosed homes. Does that actually change the trend? Then we get a change in direction on this? Or what will change this?
You know, eventually. On the way down, actually, we saw the supply and demand situation kind of flip where demand was dropping and supply was increasing. And then it took almost 2 years before prices kind of reacted to that here in the Seattle area. So, you know, if we see a flip like that now, you know, we can maybe expect prices to kind of level off and maybe start to increase, I'd say, maybe 2 years from now.
So if I were thinking of selling my home, should I put it on the market now or wait? Or is it too personal of a question?
It really depends on your personal goals and what how much you need to get for the house, how much can you afford to get for the house. It's not a horrible time to sell right now. There are definitely buyers out there, and the buyers that are out there tend to be pretty well qualified, because the people who have been less qualified or a little, you know, more on the fence and were able to be pushed in by the tax credit and stuff, they're kind of all filtered out, and now you have the really serious buyers out there. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily as a seller expect that if I'm going to wait a year or two that I'm going to get a lot higher price for my house.
Right.
It's probably going to take a good 5 years or more before you can really start to expect to get a lot better price for your house.
Well, I guess we will only see the market turn around when Tim Ellis from SeattleBubble.com actually buys a house. You will be the tip of the spear, my friend, okay?
No, I don't know about that.
You're the flip.
You and your wife and your soon-to-come baby, hopefully, you guys will be the first to buy the house, and then everyone's like, hey, Ellis is in. We're in, too.
It's safe. Go back in the water.
Exactly. Hey, Tim Ellis from SeattleBubble.com and from Redfin, thanks so much for talking with us. We certainly do appreciate your expertise. And if you're in the market for a house, you're thinking about it and stuff, it is a great place to go because you are such a nerd when it comes to numbers. You boil them all down.
He meant that in a nice way.
I do.
I am a housing nerd.
You are. And the pie charts are so colorful. It's great. Hey, thanks, Tim. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. I don't know. I guess it's a depressing time if you're selling, and it's a jubilant time if you're buying because you got the pick of the litter that's out there right now.
But it's in Everett. Not that there's anything wrong with Everett.
Everett's a great town.
I love Everett.
Let me say something. Everett's going to have the first year-round farmer's market. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I know Mayor Ray in there and Everett doing great things. They're bringing the University of Washington's going to have a campus there. Everett is on top of it.
Absolutely.
So,
one of the best theaters around. They've got a great performance space. You've been there?
Back pedal.
And an ice rink.
Back pedal.
Shh.
Okay.